Well, joining us now on the line, we have Shirina Kazi, a journalist based in Doha, who reports for Al Jazeera English as well as USA Today. And we talk about the Taliban's offensive in Kunduz and also the recent bombing of hospital there by US and NATO forces. Shirina joins us, as I said, on the line from Doha this morning. Shirina, thank you and welcome to Radio Islam International. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Thank you very much for having me.
What, in your opinion, is behind the timing of the Taliban's recent offensive in Kunduz?
Well, as you know, the Taliban have been fighting to impose the Islamic law for more than a decade now. And even after years of U.S. military combat mission in Afghanistan, the fact that the Taliban have been conducting recent offensives, it's just that, you know, they've been staying very strong in Afghanistan even after 13 years. And the fact that the deaths of thousands of its service members, the international coalition, ended its combat mission last year, leaving Afghan forces at the forefront of the fight. So basically the fight is at this timing in Kunduz to take over Kunduz was to prove the fact that after more than 13 years of fighting, they are still strong. And it highlights the, it's basically highlighting the weaknesses of NATO forces and Afghan forces. So it's just that years of fighting, pushing back the Taliban, the timings of taking over Kunduz is just to prove that they are still very strong in Afghanistan.
Now, what is the timeline of the capture and the recapture of Kunduz in the last week or so? Because there have been reports, and some of them are conflicting, that the Taliban captured and then were driven out and recaptured. And where does it all stand right now?
Well, right now, at the moment, the recent report that we received was the Taliban have taken over parts of Kunduz, but the main city is under the Afghan forces' control. So the other parts, the Taliban, when the spokesperson of the Taliban actually said that some parts of the Kunduz are still under the Taliban control, but the main city is under the Afghan forces.
Now, how strategic is the capture of Kunduz for the Taliban? You mentioned earlier on that it shows that they are still strong after 13 years of fighting. Is it only that, or is it also a strategic location over which they need to gain control?
Well, Kunduz is like the fifth largest city in Afghanistan, and to take over Kunduz, it's definitely the biggest victory of the Taliban since 2001. And I mean, they've been taking over parts of Afghanistan. Some of them are northern side of Afghanistan, some of them are southern side. But actually, taking over Kunduz is their biggest victory since 2001, and that's basically to prove that they're still strong.
What about the talk that the Taliban have been freeing prisoners in Kunduz? What are the reasons for this?
Well, there are a couple of reasons for that. The Taliban are basically, first of all, they claim that they have a lot of their Taliban commanders and their fighters in the prison. And this has not happened first time in Kunduz, but this has happened in Ghazni as well the past month. And they've been freeing prisoners because they have their fighters in the prison, and they believe that they were wrongfully convicted of crimes, and any prisoner that is in the jail right now is supposed to be freed, and they're supposed to serve justice according to the Islamic law. So the fact that they're freeing some of the prisoners in Kunduz, in Ghazni, in other places in Afghanistan is to free their fighters so that they can join the fight. As the same thing happened in Kunduz, they freed a lot of their commanders and their Taliban fighters from the prisons so that they can join the fight. And they actually did join the fight. And according to the Taliban, they played a very major role in taking over the city.
Now, coming back to your first point, that the Taliban are showing that they're strong. In terms of area that they control within the broader Afghanistan, what percentage would you say of Afghanistan is under the control of the Taliban?
Well, we cannot really give a percentage because there are a lot of areas like in... we received a recent report on... that the Taliban captured Mainama city, which is in the capital of northern Faryab province. So they're basically capturing parts of some of the cities in southern side of Helmand, in Baharak district in Afghan province of Badakhshan. So we cannot really say, and you know, the Afghan forces are fighting back. So they take over the city, they take over the places, the provinces, and then the Afghan forces are fighting, and there are clashes going on in the cities. So we cannot really give a percentage on that.
Would it be correct to assume that, you know, with NATO not being so prominent in its presence in Afghanistan these days, that the Taliban are likely to gain ground in the short to medium term?
Well, it's really definitely, the capture of Kunduz is definitely a major setback for you know, the Afghan government, and the fact that we were told by the Afghan forces that they were suffering from lack of leadership and coordination even after deployment of 7,000 troops. So and the fact that they cannot the fact that they have to move slowly in Kunduz is just because, you know, the Taliban fighters are hiding in residential areas. So this is just to avoid civilian casualties. And I mean, it's just the whole fact that it's a very challenging situation for the Afghan government and international forces at the moment in Afghanistan.
Now, the reports about a U.S. strike on a hospital run by Doctors Without Borders, what's the details there? Was this strike in an attempt to try and get back control of Kunduz from the Taliban?
Well, not really. Because according to the Interior Minister of Afghanistan, I mean, the spokesperson, there were Taliban's hiding in the hospital, and there were Taliban's fighting back the Afghan forces and the international coalition from the areas near the hospital. So it was. I mean, definitely the fact that, you know, it was an attack on the Taliban's, but MSF claims that there were no Taliban's in the hospital whatsoever, and all these claims are baseless. So it's just that, you know, it's, we cannot really tell. And I mean, what the last we heard was the Department of Defense has launched an investigation into this, and NATO earlier conceded the fact that, you know, the U.S. forces was behind the bombing.
And what kind of casualty figures are we looking at?
Currently, right now, there were 22 people killed in the airstrike, 12 MSF staff and 10 patients, including 3 children.
Okay, Shalina, thank you so much for the update. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam.
That was Shalina Kazi, a journalist based in Doha, reports for Al Jazeera English and the USA Today, talking to us about the Taliban's recent offensive in Kunduz. You may have heard a lot about Kunduz in international media reporting in the last few days, and US forces bombing a hospital, claiming the Taliban were hiding there, the hospital run by Doctors Without Borders, and they say, no Taliban hiding here, sorry. 4 minutes to 8.